proposed to change Group of Narcotics Anonymous in the South Hills area.
If you don't mind, can we take a moment of silence to help God get into me and so we can get on with this? Thank you. Just for today. Today is August 24th, and the topic for today is just for today. Seeking God's will. It says we learn to be careful of praying for a specific thing. In our active addiction, we usually did not pray for knowledge of God's will for us and the power to carry it out. On the contrary, most of our prayers were for God to get us out of the mess. We made mess for ourselves. We expected miracles on demand. That kind of thinking and praying changes when we begin to practice the 11th step. The only way out of trouble we have made for ourselves is through surrender to a power greater than ourselves. In recovery, we learn acceptance. We seek knowledge in our prayers and meditation of how we are to treat the circumstances that come our way. Stop fighting. Surrender our own ideas how things should be, ask for knowledge, and listen for the answers. The answers usually won't come in a flash of white light accompanied by a drum roll. Usually the answers will come merely in a quiet sense of assurance that our lives are on course, that a power greater than ourselves is guiding us on our path, and we have the choice. We can spend all of our time fighting to make things come out our way, or we can surrender to God's will. Peace can be found in accepting the F and the flow of life. Just for today, I will surrender my expectations and look to my higher power for guidance and accept life. And God's will for us consists of the very things that we must value. God's will for us becomes our own true will for ourselves. Tells me that God wants for me what I want for myself. But now what I've got to do is get out the way and figure out and understand who I am so I can understand what I need to ask God for today. And it said just for today that we never have to use. Now, my understanding of that is on a daily reprieve, I can stay sober. On a daily reprieve, I can try to live a life and try to get better. Now, that's an amazing thing because for 34 years of my life, all I did was try to beat you. All I did was try to get high. And if you didn't have anything for me, I didn't need you. But today I understand that God's will is for me to be sober. My God's will tells me that what I need to do is to help others. My God tells me that I need to trust in Him. And He puts you in my life and Narcotics Anonymous so I can trust in you. He tells me that I should love you. And that's God's will, because if I'm loving you and I'm helping others, I'm doing God's will. He's an amazing, amazing. I just can't tell you how amazing He is. Because 2 years ago, I was all jammed up. You know, my clean date is September 12th of 2000. So if God's will is for me to make it to 2 years, I only have 19 more days. And that's an amazing thing. Because I started drinking to get high when I was 11 years old. And I didn't quit till I was 45. And that's quite a long time. So all my senses were all different. They said I was maladjusted to life because things that I did on a daily basis was different than what normal people do. It was only through surrendering to this program and having God get back into my life, and that was only through the willingness of the pain that I went through to ask God to help me, because I'd asked everybody else, and everybody else told me, you know, go to hell, kiss my behind, you know, because why would you want to help me? I've only ripped you off 1,000 times, you know. But God said, it's all right. I still have mercy, and I will care for you. And by coming to these rooms, I found some people that I walked in, and they gave me a hug. And I ended up at Washington City Mission. That's why I'm from the Starfield area, because that's where I got clean. And for some reason, I found no reason to leave there, because it's all right for me right now. God's will turned my whole life around. You know, working steps turned my whole life around. You don't know how amazing it was and how grateful I was to understand that I wasn't weak. I was weak because I couldn't stop. When I turned my will and my life over to God, I mean, it was like He took a boulder off my shoulder. He said, "Phil, I can handle this. You don't have to do this anymore." You know? And that was a great thing. That I don't have to worry about it. I can just give it to God. And God says, "Sure, I'll take it and run with it." You know? And He can score the touchdown. Or He can let me score the touchdown. But I can't do shit until I turn it over to God. You know? And I've had the blessings of, I got high with my son. He's 23 years old. He still drinks in that a little bit. But the relationship I have with this 23-year-old young man is an amazing relationship, because there was a time when he didn't want people to know that I was his father. You know, I smoked crack with him. I ripped him off on crack or coke or whatever. You know, I did things that I was ashamed of. You know, I think very little of people who would do things like rip their mother off or rip their grandmother off. You know, and I did all that. Didn't care. That's how I was on those days. But today, God's given me something called a conscience. He's given me a little bit of integrity to where I take a little pride, and if I tell you I'm going to do something to the best of my ability, I'm going to do that. You know, before, if I wasn't going to be there, you know the term that I would say. You know, don't worry about it. But now I try to be there. I try to be a little bit more responsible. And that's something I never was. It's only through the program that I got to get this. Just for today, I got to wake up in the morning. And I woke up and I smiled and I enjoyed the day. You know, didn't care whether it was raining. Didn't care if I sat out there on the bench and my ass got wet. Didn't care. I was having a good day. Because I'm a firm believer that some people, whether you're getting high or not, just don't wake up. You know? It's a blessing to be in this program. It's a blessing to have a higher power today. You know, waking up is like a good thing. I haven't been fit like I should be. You know, I've been working a lot. So sometimes I wouldn't get up in the morning and say my prayers like I should. Make a fair amount of money. And my addiction had me sneaking out the side door. You know, not getting high, but I'd go to this little pawn shop in Washington. I'd get the pawn shop, I'd get on the poke machine, and I'd be a thing. And I'm going to give you this story, and maybe some of you can relate, some of you is wrong, but I prided myself about 9-10 months ago that I left this woman in my house on my couch naked. And I told her I'd be back because I'm going to a meeting. Do you know on Thursday night there was a meeting going on and I wouldn't leave that poker machine? Now that's my addiction. And thank God for the people he's put in my life. I had two recovering addicts come into the pawn shop. Phil, what the hell are you doing? You ain't going to me? I'll be there. Let me try to get a little money back. Didn't get no money back. Put another $40, $50 in the poker machine. Still, I leave so pretty close. Lost a couple $100. And then I said rationalization. Thank God that he allowed me to have a job that I didn't make enough money that a couple $100 don't bother me. That's fucked up. That's not thinking like a rational person. You know? And it's only through the grace of God that he's let these people stay in my life, that they called me up on my shit and said, hey, you need to look at what you're doing. And I had the acceptance to say, yeah, I'm doing the wrong thing. You know, I need to work this. I've talked to my sponsor. He says, this is my drug. You got to go back to the first step. It's your problem. You know, and that's willingness and open-mindedness that I only got to God and these people. Because if you guys hadn't given me hope, I wouldn't be here. I'd probably be dead. You know, and just for today, I'm real grateful because God's just amazing, you know. When I was talking about being weak, back when I was using drugs and being chaotic, I had a father, my father, not a head father, I still have a father, but my father is a, he ran away from home, he joined the Marines, you know. He stayed there while his boss did all that rough, tough stuff. So he was born and raised hard. So he didn't know how to give me a hug and say, son, I love you. You know, anything like that. It was more difficult, you know? And so when I couldn't stop getting high, I was always weak. And he was always a tough guy. And I can say that he was, well, he is an alcoholic, but today he's not using, you know? And the relationship I have with him today is better than I've ever had. Because for the first time, him and I have a conversation. When we end that conversation, we tell each other that we love each other. I had to wait 47 years to get that for myself. And what God also did for me answering him was he got baptized at 70 years old. You know? And you know, they had to come from God. You know, because they say old dogs don't learn new tricks. And he jumped right on in that water and said, praise God. And I was thanking God with him. That's what the program has given me. He tells me that as long as I get up in the morning and I pray to God and I thank him for doing for me what I couldn't do for myself, and I thank him again and ask him to keep me clean today, that everything will be all right. So you give me my heart's desire. And what the steps are for me is my way of finding out what my heart's desire is. Because it's going to make me find out, or help me to find out, just where I am, just who I am. And you know, once I get there, then I can ask God and pray to Him through the prayer and meditation. God, this is what I'm looking for. And you know, when I do that honestly and sincerely, God will answer my prayers. I'm telling you. Because I've set out many a morning on good intentions of not getting high. Many an afternoon being off my time. You know, I mean, God's really good to me again. That's why just for today it's like, this is what I do every day. I read my just for today every day. Even though I may not have it with me where I get down on my knees and I say prayer, my just for today goes to work with me. So if I don't do it in the morning at lunchtime, I get to read. You know, it's just something that I understand that I have to do. And even through the addiction of playing the poker machine, I'm grateful that God gave me the awareness to understand that I'm messing up. It's like He's smacking me in the back of the head. Hey, boy, you better get back on track. Because that road is narrow. You know? You, everybody's falling to the wayside. I don't want to be one of those. What I want to do is get what God has promised me. He's promised me. My heart's desire. And I have no idea what it is. But you know what? I can smile and say, you know what? I'm ready for it. I'm ready for it. He says, well, you can't have it till you're entirely ready. But you know, as long as I take through the process. Process tells me, you know, I got to keep coming. I got to keep helping others. I got to love you. You know, whether I like what you do or not, I got to love you. You know, that's what it tells me. That's doing God's will. As long as I do those things, He will continue to take care of me. I believe those things, like they say that, and even though it's not in our cross, God will put a fence around you. He keeps you safe. That's my part of recovery. My recovery tells me, just for me, that I have to go to church. You know? That's what my recovery tells me. It tells me that I've got to go in there, but it tells me I've got to go to church. And I understand that the therapeutic value of one addict helping another is definitely without parallel, because I know for a fact that the people in the church don't understand me. I know I need to come here to be understood and to be accepted for who I am. Because I am an addict. Mm-hmm. And when I understood my addiction was last night, Tony was talking and he said that relapse comes long before you pick up the drug. So I hit that relax mode the moment I put that first $20 bill in that poker machine. And then I stuck it on. You know, relapse told me, you don't need to go to that meeting. You went to one yesterday. You know, that's what relapse told me. You can play this poker machine today because it's all right. You're not going to drink nothing or do any drugs today. So you just go on and keep playing the poker machine. You know? Now, through understanding and getting awareness from the people that God put in my life, I understand. You know, I need to put this relapse on hold. Let them know I've got to get back together and get back centered in what I need to center, and that's the prayer. You know? To me, it's just for the day tells me that I have a daily prayer. All I have to do is stay in this prayer. Stay centered. Help other people when I see that they need help. Now, don't be foolish. Have good intentions. don't hurt anybody. I mean, I came here, my girlfriend's probably going to kill me when she finds out or listens to the tape, but I came here with the female. And we stay in the same line. We had a cabin. All by herself. But you know, even though she doesn't understand, I have the right intentions. You know, it's not about trying to get laid. It's about coming to get recovery. And that's a new thing for me, just to let you know. Because in my old, in my natural state of mind, it would be, let's go get high. And I'm going to try to get, you know. But the new thing is that God's touched my life and He's given me a conscience. And He's done things. He's told me that that's what my life's all about. It's not what life's all about. It's about trying to enjoy life with other people without the use of drugs. You know, my integrity tells me today that I don't want to cheat on the girlfriend that I have. And not that we have the best relationship, but if I'm going to be an honorable man, you know, and be a productive member of society, I need to work on my values. And God helps me with that. And you guys in the room, my sponsor especially, helps me with that. Because he does one thing that I don't like. He calls me on my shit. You know? And then when I pray, sometimes God says, hey, Phil, you just need to just stop. Don't do nothing. Just stay where you're at. You know? Just keep doing what you're doing and don't change nothing. And then answers do come, you know? And that's all I got to do is just stay here and do what I need to do. You know? I was very scared. I'm still very scared about doing this week because I've never done one at a spiritual retreat or anything like that before. This is my first time. And if you did not get anything, from what I just got done saying, Kevin's coming up next, and you get it from him. Thanks.
Hey, our next speaker is Kevin from the Footwork Group of Narcotics Anonymous and from the Coastal area.
Hi everybody, my name is Kevin. I'm an addict. I guess there's some expectations now. It seems like Phil got small. Now let me say this, first and foremost, let me truly thank my higher power for another day clean and sober. And we thank Narcotics Anonymous again and again and again and again and again for showing me a new way of life. And with that, I'm truly, truly grateful. Thank you people for being here throughout this journey of mine. Just a little background on myself. I came around on July 23rd, 1990, and I haven't had a drink or a drug or any mood-altering substance consecutively, concurrently, pretty much what I'm saying. I haven't had a relapse in 12 years. I had a celebration 2 weeks ago. I just celebrated 12 years, so, you know what I mean? A little nervous, but we'll get going. I do this on a weekly basis. You know, I work at a facility, what have you, and I have lectures, so, you know. But it's still something different about coming up to the podium in NA. I'm truly, truly grateful, man. I'm truly, truly grateful just for today. I'm truly grateful that I don't have to live under the disease of addiction. You know, I'm truly grateful that I don't have to, my background has been jails, man. You know, jails and institutions, you know what I mean? And I have to tell you, this is my second time coming up to this retreat. And, you know, when I started coming up to this mountain, it reminds me of Huntington, okay? And I did a lot of time in Huntington, okay? And this was years ago, you know, when this was probably robbed you. And, my stomach flips, man, because that wasn't a good experience, you know. But truly, that was my journey, you know, and it brought me here in Narcotics Anonymous. So I'm really grateful for that. You know, and it's funny how I always see somebody like that I did time with along the way, and I'm grateful that they got this thing too, because this is truly a gift, man. This is truly a gift. Just for today, man, I'm a productive member of society. The penitentiary days are years behind me. You know, I mean, I haven't been in jail since 85. The disease is way behind me, just for today. I still have a healthy fear of the disease. Relapse is a requirement, but it happens. I'm still so scared that, you know, if I use... See, I was forced into the rooms. You know, through parole, legal systems, I really kind of look up to people who just walk into the rooms, and I kind of synonymous and just say, hey, I'm an addict, right off the street. I mean, you know, I have to give kudos to people like that, because I don't think I could do that. I don't think because I love to use. I love to use, and I had to be forced to come in here, and thank God I did. Just for today, I'm clean, I'm sober, I have friends. This retreat does a lot for me. It kind of kickstarts my recovery again. Because, you know what I mean? I got 12 years clean, so a lot's been going on in my life. You know what I mean? Yeah. Marriage, house, 2.2 kids, blah, 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 new car, things like that. I've been really, truly gifted, man. Getting a lot of, it's not just a material thing. I'll tell you what, just for today, I have serenity. And I can't put a price tag on that. I really can't. Just to sleep at night, I didn't get too much sleep last night. These mattresses are, oh my goodness. Right? But, just to be able to sleep at night, I'm truly grateful for the small things. That's how I stay around. I'm just I don't forget. God has given me the opportunity to give back, not only through the rooms, but working in the field, okay? Behavior health, and, it's still crazy out there. It's more crazy than that. And you know what I mean? You know, when I see addicts come through the doors, it really blows my mind. You know, it still keeps it green. You know, because 12 years clean, an addict like myself, I'm too busy. You know, job, you know what I mean? Going to school, you know how it is. You know what I mean? The meanings get old. You know, I've done the whole thing. I've gone to the other fellowship for a while and danced around in there and come back because, you know, they just don't give it to me like NA gives it to me. You know what I mean? Been to probably every convention up and down the East Coast. When I celebrated my anniversary, I had forgotten. what I'm saying is, when I woke up this morning, that morning, July 23rd, it was just another day. I just hit my knees, man. I hit my knees every morning. I read it just for the day, like Phil said. You know, that's been, I like routines. I tell you, jail, I flourish in jails, because, you know, it's controlled environments, okay? You know what I mean? I know my expectations, okay? You know, and that's kind of how, like, I model my recovery, you know? I've learned that I need to get a little bit more flexible, okay? And the expectations piece, I'll get to that a little later. That could set you off, but, I got a routine. You know, wake up, hit my knees. I pray for, you know, just for the day. I pray just for today. You know? That's how I put together 12. You know, listen, man, when these guys, when I came into the rooms, when they told me to sit up front, you know, they told me to sit the F up front, get a cup of coffee, you know what I mean? Leave the girls alone, Ken, and do what you need to do, you know what I mean? I took to that, you know? And when guys used to tell me, you know, when they used to, you know, say that they're celebrating 3 years, 5 years, I didn't believe that. I would say, no way they're putting together, no way for someone to stay clean for 3 years. Ain't no way. How's he doing it? I'm going to hang out with him. I'm going to find out, because there's always an angle. There's always an angle. Well, there wasn't. Guys were working the 12 steps Narcotics Anonymous traditions. You know what I mean? They were doing the right thing. There were the spiritual principles, honesty, open-mindedness, and willing. Like I said, going back, you know, on my anniversary, I prayed for just for the day, give me another day clean and sweet with God. And, you know, I went to work, I came back home, and a friend of mine called me up and said, hey, look, what are you doing tonight? I said, what do you mean, what am I doing? Tuesday night, dude, what do you mean? You know, I got some studying to do. It's your anniversary, man. I was like, oh, shit. That's right. You know, and I may blow you guys' mind, but, man, listen, it's been just for the day. It's been a day-by-day process with me. Okay? You know what I mean? And then I was like, oh, yeah, I need you to go do something. You know, who's buying? You know what I mean? So, they ended up taking me out. We had a good time. But, I had to take a look at it. I was like, you know, where am I at in my recovery? You know? Because, I mean, you're not supposed to forget anniversaries, but, you know, that's just where I was, you know? I knew it was around the corner. I mean, the time does mean something. Okay, everybody said time does mean something, but, you know, are you recovering or are you acting? A lot of times in this process, in this journey, sometimes I've been acting. Most of the time I've been recovering. Most of the time I've been recovering. My working steps, contact my sponsor, staying plugged in. You know, they say a lot of times the old timers, you know, aren't in service anymore. But you see an old timer still coming to meetings, man. He's in service. Okay? You see an old timer still coming. Hey, listen, he's in service, man. So just showing up. You know? I read the chapter just for today, and it's before my most favorite chapter, More to Be Revealed in the Basic Text. And there's a lot of stuff in there, man. Most of all, what stood out with me, and I've read that, you know, a million times, like, well-in is a lack of faith. The heaven of us well-in. I mean, I'm still the biggest well-in world. You know, I need to cover all the bases. You know what I mean? My counsel now is he's giving me a life, he's giving me the ability to think, he's giving me the ability to retire myself because I was a victim for a long time, okay? So just for the day, it was because of, you talk about denial and projecting the blame. I mean, that was me. You know, it was the cop's fault. It was, you know, the cop man's fault. You know what I mean? You know, she had left her door unlocked, I wouldn't have snuck in. You know what I mean? And robbed her. Blah, blah, blah. If he even hadn't flashed an amount of money, I wouldn't have robbed her. You know what I mean? It was always someone else's fault. Narcotics Anonymous told me to take a look and work in the steps, to take a look at myself. You know what I mean? Because most of those times, you know, a lot of those times, I wasn't a victim, man. I was a volunteer. I was a volunteer. All that happened to me, I was a volunteer. You know? From day one. No one pushed the syringe in my arm. Nobody put the powder underneath my nose. I did that myself. Where is the lack of faith? You know? You know, it brings you to the triangle of self-obsession. You know what I mean? You have fear, you gotta have faith. You know, how do we get there? Practicing some steps. Just keep coming, seeing how it's working with other people. Okay? You know? That was my biggest clue, see, because I needed concrete evidence. You know? I needed to see it working in you or you. You know, you can talk all that good black Alcoholics Anonymous stuff, that good basic stuff, it works out all right. You know, I need to see it working in you. Okay? I'm telling you, man, my new role models were guys from Queenstown that were talking about, you know, I mean, paying mortgages and car notes and said, damn, you guys got jobs? Okay? You guys are going to Dunkin' Donuts? All right, I'm going to hang out with you guys. You know? And I found out, and like, you know, just for the day, I found out that, like, men had feelings. I had feelings. I had feelings that I saw. You know what I mean? Phil talked about it, his dad. You know, it took me back to my father. My father was a military man, 20 years in the Navy. You know, I remember almost like having to salute to him to say hi to him. I mean, you know, it was, you know, and he was an alcoholic, and he was a functioning alcoholic, and, you know, I always wanted love from him, you know, and he never showed me that, and I remember, like, you know, like, I was always looking for love in all the wrong places, you know what I mean, you know, attention seeking, you know, things like that, you know, that's what kind of shaped me. You know, in my addiction. What I'm getting at is just for today, I'm okay with me on most days. I'm okay with me. And that's just working steps, man. Guys, the steps are just amazing. You know, I think the speaker tonight, the banking speaker, was talking about, you know, working on the fourth step wasn't so hard as the fifth step. It was, you know what I mean? That was the hardest part for me, like sharing that insanity with somebody else, man. It's so difficult, but like after it was like, you know. My cousin always told me just for the day that I could be me, you know. You know, and I came up here, you know what I mean? And I was just so hyped and so excited about coming up here just to be me, because I have to be a lot of different things to different people, you know, out in the world, you know. My kind of synonymous affords me to come into the room, get a cup of coffee, sit however I want to, dress how I want to, and as long as it's appropriate, and just being here, you know? And just being here. You know, and I knew as soon as I registered, everyone asked me to speak. You know, I knew that was part of that. But that's God working, because, you know, like I said before, I did it on a weekly basis, but I'm still uncomfortable. Cause, you know, thinking about people judging me. You know, I still can go there. Listen, the cancer defects don't go away. You know what I mean? They're arrested too. And if I don't continue to stay in touch, you know what I mean? In touch with the program, in touch with the steps, they will come out, okay? Case in point, get into a relationship and not work steps, okay? your kinds of defense will flourish to the surface. And bing, 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 bing. He's like, oh, shit. I'm still like that. You know? Honesty, open-mindedness, and willingness. Rigorous honesty. It's hard. Gotta do the best you can. Honesty is the antidote to the disease of addiction. Honesty is the antidote to the disease of addiction. That's the key. Alright? You know? Open-mindedness. You know, it says something in the reading that, you know, you can't grasp a new idea on a closed mind. You know? Particularly when you first come around. You know? I'll tell you, over the years, sometimes I get closed-minded, too. I shut down and meet with sometimes. Same old stuff. Here we go again. I mean, I know some of you guys can relate. I get closed-minded. It's my stuff. Listen, this thing still works. Okay? This formula still works. Okay? And if you don't continue in this process, it's jail, institutions, and death. People relapse. You heard about them, 15, 20 years clean, bang. What happened? You know? What's the underlying thought? What's the underlying situation? They stop going to meetings. They stop working the program. Cursed me to death. I had a buddy of mine, man, you know, 15 years clean. You know? You know, big wig in the fellowship, worked at a facility, you know, he was my mentor. He went out, man. You know, he's still out there and it hurts me. Sometimes I drive through Coachville and I see him. You know, it's scary. I still have a healthy fear of the disease. I will use. Okay? I will use if I don't stay in this process, man. Okay? And who knows what's going to happen. You know? Just for today, you know, I got to be willing. You know? You know? And I got to be willing, and to be willing, I have to admit to my powerlessness. And I'm powerless over a lot of things. You guys know, you know, the statement. It's not just drugs and alcohol. Powers over a lot of things, you know. I'm powers over people because I want people to do what I want them to do. I still want to control. You know, I'm a lot better than I am. I still want to control, you know. I fall under the expectation piece. That's been my biggest problem, and like doing the steps all over again, expectations has been really, I put expectations on people. I want them, you know, I tell you, you know, I'm still a control freak, okay? I put expectations on people, and when they don't meet my expectations, then, you know, I get angry, or I act out, or, you know, I'm done with them. You know, I've learned to get better with that, much, much better, you know. You know, there's standards and there's expectations, you know what I mean? I need to lower my expectations of people. I don't need to lower my standards. I thought it was the same thing. You guys follow me? You know? I don't need to lower my standards of people. I need to lower my expectations or my standards, okay? Just for the day, you know, kind of synonymous, the rooms that taught me to be, you know, a good father to my daughter. I was just thinking, you know, I've never had the opportunity to talk to a lot of different people around here. You know what I mean? You know, I was just talking to a woman, you know, right before the banquet about, you know, being a good father and being a father to my daughter, 11-year-old daughter. You know, and I need to be a part of her life. You know, and our mother and myself are together, you know what I mean? But I need to be that stand-up guy. I need to be there. You know what I mean? And like, you know, and sometimes, you know, early on when we separated, you know, I was like, you know, I wanted to throw the whole thing out, but I need to be there for my daughter needs me. Okay? All right? And that woman kind of, you know, reinforced that. See, people, God loves you people so much, man. She told me her story, and she told me about her daughter's story. And man, you know, just for the day, man, you know, productive member of society means handling my responsibilities. You know, and sometimes I fall short, but I need to step up to the plate. That's one thing my college anonymous has told me, has given me the opportunity to step up to the plate. You know, and I might strike out, but I stepped up to the plate. Okay? You know, just for the day, I try to be true to myself, good to myself. Not only just spiritually, but physically, emotionally, taking care of myself. I tell you, I work in the field, man. It gets very stressful. It's stressful work with addicts, the alcoholics. You know what I mean? Especially closed-minded alcoholics and addicts. No, but it's all good, and, you know, I need to take time for me, you know. I need to take time for me just for the day. Day at a time. You know, stick and stay. Those old cliches, you know, over the years, those cliches and those things, you know, just the fundamentals always, like, kicked in when I was in, like, you know, not a good space. You know, when it was just me, my higher power, and really the drug, you know, that really kicked in, man. I'm just so thankful that, you know, I had a good foundation, that, you know, I had the opportunity to make the right decision. You know, because I could have picked up a lot of times. I just didn't want to. I play the tape, man. I know where it leads me. You know, I'm not willing to give up this clean time. I'm not willing to give up this life. You know, and I love you people. I really do. You know, some of you I don't like, but I really love. Listen, you know, for recovering addict or, you know, alcoholic to come into the rooms and just stick and stay and try to change, man. That's, you know, that's a great thing. I mean, for us to have a clean day today is a miracle. We're all miracles. Okay? We are all miracles. Sometimes we lose focus of that. You know? Sometimes we lose focus of that. How were we 5, 6, 7 years ago, 10 years ago? You know what I mean? And we're begging, we're pleading, you know. I don't want to get into a tangent, but it's very hard to get into a rehab nowadays, Jim. Let me tell you. You know what I mean? People ain't just, people are scrapping and begging and pleading. They got waiting lists like 2-3 months, at least down my area, around Philadelphia area. I don't know how it is up here. People are hungry. Okay. That's why, you know, like, I see them coming in wagon trains in Narcotics Anonymous now. You know what I mean? 10, 12 years ago, man, you know, they were coming in, you know, maybe 2 or 3. Now they're coming in busloads, van loads into the rooms. So that's great. That's great, man. You know what I mean? I'm just glad that, you know, just for the day, I need to be, you know, even though I don't like it, you know, I'm a role model. You know, God's a significant clean time. You know, we're role models. Somebody with 30 days clean is a role model. 2 weeks clean. You know, whether you like it or not, or whether you know it or not, just for today, because somebody's watching you. Okay? Somebody's watching you. Somebody's saying, how the hell did he put together 2 weeks? For 14 years. You know what I mean? For 2 years. How do they do that? you know, one day at a time. One day at a time. So we got to keep mindful for that, you know, because, NA's been bashed for 3 years. The speaker talked about how NA has blown up. We have. This is a great thing. You know, I like, the reason why I like this retreat, because, like, all the frills are taken out. You know what I mean? It ain't the glamour and the glitz. And listen, don't get, you know, we do that down Philly too. You know what I mean? But that sometimes, you know, for the newcomer, that takes the juice out of, you know, carrying the message and not the mess. It's a no-frills retreat. You come in and be yourself. I brought a couple pairs, you know, outfits with rock and roll shorts. Do your thing, be who you are. It's beautiful. That's the way NA should be. Believe me, you guys are doing a hell of a job. And I need to say that. You guys are doing that. Greg and you boys are doing a hell of a job up here. You know what I mean? Doing a hell of a job, man, because, you know, it's about recovery. It's strictly about recovery just for the day, man. And I hear the message, and I see the message, and I feel like I'm recovering. You know, and that's what it's about, man. It ain't about dances. It ain't about T-shirts. You know, don't let me get on my, you know. But it's not, man. It's about carrying the damn message just for the day. For the sick and suffering addict. You know? So with that, I'm going to close out. Stick and stay. Whatever you're going through, talk about it. We're sick of our secrets. I need you. I need you to call me on my shit. Somebody else talked about, you know, their real friends. I think my man this morning was speaking, talked about his real friends. Called him on the stuff, and he thought they were their enemies. He thought they were player hating. When they were saying, yo, dude, what you doing ain't, you know, are you hating? You know what I mean? But it's, you know, co-conspirators saying, oh, man, you all right? Things are okay. You'll do better next tomorrow. Those people who are saying, that ain't cool, that ain't spiritual, you need to take a look at that. That's how God's working. Okay? Just take a look at it. Just be open-minded. Just take a look at it. You know? That's how it worked for me when I was cutting up. You know, they would tell me, yo, Chad. You know what I mean? Because I went through a separation, man, it was like yard out. Women. You know what I mean? It was like yard out. And somebody pulled my coat. It's like, yo, Kev, uh-oh. I'm saying, what's wrong? I'm a single guy. I ain't spiritual, man. I was like, yeah, you're right. You know. Take a look at that, man. You got some folks in your life who's doing that, who's saying those kind of things. It's great. Because the support network is supposed to call you on your stuff, particularly your sponsor. These posts aren't allowed in your shit. Take a look at that. You know what I mean? We're here to help each other, not continue to stay in, you know, our behaviors. You know? So with that, I'll close out. Thanks for letting me share.
Okay, I'd like to thank the speakers for sharing their experience, strength, and hope with us. Could we have the reading just for today at the podium, please?
Somebody. Do we have it? Yeah.
Just for today, tell yourself, just for today, my thoughts will be on my recovery, living and enjoying life without the use of drugs, Just for today, I will have faith in someone in NA who believes in me and wants to help me in my recovery. Just for today, I will have a program. I will try to polish the best of my ability. Just for today, through NA, I will try to get a better perspective on my life. Just for today, I will be unafraid. My thoughts will be on my new associations, people are not using. I found a new way of life. So long as I follow that way, I have nothing to fear.
Again, I'm an addict named Jonathan. And just to let you know, the 12 o'clock meeting that was supposed to be in the amphitheater was going to be in the front of the lodge. So if you were planning to go to the amphitheater, go over there and it's going to be around the fire. We have a nice way of closing. We form a circle and close with the we version of the serenity prayer.
For those who sin.